is the World in Brief from The Economist. Our top stories. President Joe Biden said he expected Iran to attack Israel, quote, sooner rather than later, telling reporters that his message to Iran was, quote, don't. He added that America was, quote, devoted to the defense of Israel. Following America's warning earlier this week that the Islamic Republic could launch a, quote, significant attack, diplomats have called on Iran to exercise caution. Quote, whoever harms us, we will harm them, said Benjamin Netanyahu, Israel's prime minister. Assets under BlackRock's management reached $10.5 trillion during the first quarter, a record high. Adjusted net income rose by 23% year-on-year and revenues by 11%. The world's largest asset manager benefited from rising stock prices in America, which pushed up fixed income and equity funds. The popularity of Bitcoin exchange-traded funds also boosted income. Investors poured more than $18 billion into the ETFs. A transitional ruling council was officially set up in Haiti, which has been without an acting prime minister for a month and without an elected president since 2021. Gang violence exploded when the prime minister was out of the country in early March, forcing his resignation. The council, which has authority until February 2026, is tasked with appointing a new prime minister and government. The White House disclosed that American officials held secret meetings with representatives from Nicolas Maduro, Venezuela's president, earlier this week in Mexico. America is considering whether to reimpose oil sanctions on the South American country, which was given a six-month reprieve on the condition that it hold broadly democratic elections this year. But Mr. Maduro has banned the main opposition candidate from running. America became Taiwan's largest destination for exports in March, according to Taiwan's Ministry of Finance. Mainland China was previously Taiwan's largest trading partner. Exports to America rose by 65.7% year-on-year, while those to China increased by just 6%. America is trying to reduce its economic dependence on geopolitical rivals, particularly China, leading to a realignment of global trade. Britain's GDP rose by 0.1% in February, mostly because of growth in the manufacturing sector. The news raises hopes that the economy returned to growth during the first quarter after entering a technical recession in December. Still, the economy remains weak. It has performed less well than other European countries, such as Italy or France, since the pandemic. Germany's parliament voted in favour of a law that would allow transgender people aged at least 14 to change their name and gender simply by requesting it at a civil registry office. Other European countries, such as Spain, recently passed similar laws. Critics say that the existing protocol for changing legal gender in Germany, which requires assessment by two experts and a court approval, is invasive. Word of the week, pa, which means, quote, spring onion in Korean. In the run-up to South Korea's parliamentary election, it became a meme to mock the president.